When did you commit your life to acting?
Well, I was about 16. I started acting, and I realized this recently, Dave, that basically every career choice I've ever made has been about meeting girls. And it's true.
Well, yeah.
I did an improv. I took an acting class for some reason. I did an improv. All of a sudden, people were laughing and laughing, and I finished, and all these girls came over, and they're like, oh, you're so funny. And I realized that, you know, so I've stuck with the acting, but I have made some of the worst career decisions in my life just to meet girls. The worst jobs I have worked over my 40-some years.
What are you driving at here?
Well, I started out picking raspberries when I was 13 years old.
To meet girls.
Yeah. You wouldn't think it, but they had this company had this racket, this crazy racket. It would send these bluebird school buses all over suburban Seattle and get all these unwitting teenagers, girls included, and bus them over to the raspberry fields.
Right.
And it is really, really hard to pick up girls when you're covered in thorny nettles and raspberry juice and drinking industrial gray water out of a hose. I mean, I'm telling you, it was child slave labor, Dave.
Yeah.
We were paid. They didn't pay us hourly. That's how they were able to hire children to work. And they paid us $1.15 for a flat of raspberries. It took about 45 minutes to pick a flat of raspberries.
Yeah, that's tough.
And there's little boys right now in caves in Pakistan getting paid more to make soccer balls. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. We had one on the show last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that didn't work, meeting girls.
No.
Any other missteps along the way?
Many missteps.
Oh, I'm sorry
but
to hear
I,
that.
My next job was at the University of Washington. I got a job for the Department of Urban Studies counting the cars that were in the carpool lane. And the high-tech way they had to do that is I had a clipboard and a clicker and an umbrella, and I sat on the freeway overpass. So this is me. This is me. But the reason I didn't quit after one day, Dave, is that there was a cute girl next to me doing the same thing. She was doing the other lane.
The other lane, yeah.
So I stayed week after week after week, and finally I got up the courage to ask her out.
And?
And she said no.
Yeah. Yeah. But at least you were in the arena. You were in the ballpark.
I was in the game.
You were in the lineup.
Yeah, to use the Hank Aaron analogy. Yeah.